American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Today, Israeli lawmakers passed two laws that could threaten the work of the main UN agency known as UNRWA, providing aid to people in Gaza by barring it from operating on Israeli soil, severing ties with it, and labeling it a terror organization. Israel's international allies said they were deeply worried about their potential impact on Palestinians as the humanitarian toll worsens. During the Trump administration, funding was completely cut off to UNRWA, and some have been concerned that UNRWA's aid was being used by Hamas. Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigned in Wausau, Wisconsin today. He talked about the importance of voting early and on Election Day, and he polled the crowd.
That's actually in this room, I'd say about half and half is my best guess. But let's get out there and bank as many votes and run up the score as possible, because we're going to make Donald J. Trump the next president of the United States. But we're only going to do it if we actually get out there and vote.
Democrat Vice Presidential candidate Tim Walz was also in Wisconsin today. A law firm expects a verdict in San Francisco will have a positive impact on cases that have yet to be decided. Here's AFN's Chris Woodward.
A federal jury last week awarded nearly $8 million to six former employees of the San Francisco Bay Area Rapid Transit Districts, otherwise known as BART. The employees have been represented by Pacific Justice Institute, where Brad Dacus says they were denied religious accommodations to the COVID-19 vaccine mandate.
These workers had religious, sincere objections against taking the controversial COVID-19, quote, vaccination. They had deep beliefs, and instead of being accommodated, they were simply just fired.
According to Dacus, this violates Title VII, which requires employers to reasonably accommodate sincerely held religious beliefs.
The jury we had in this case was not a jury that we necessarily wanted. They were all vaxxed themselves. Yet our attorneys did an excellent job making the case and convinced them to rule not only in favor of our clients, but rule handsomely in favor of our clients.
Dacus thinks this should send a signal to government entities across the nation that if they're going to discriminate and not accommodate people of faith in the workplace, they are going to pay a heavy price.
We're already expecting this outcome to have a very positive impact on the many other cases we're handling across the nation on behalf of people who had religious objections to the COVID-19 vaccination and were consequently terminated.
I'm Chris Woodward.
A Canadian conservative activist thinks Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's plan to reduce immigration by 20% is nothing more than a ploy to boost his sagging popularity. Here's a report from AFN's Chad Groney.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has announced the country will significantly reduce the number of new immigrants it allows into the country after acknowledging that his government failed to get the balance right coming out of the pandemic. Trudeau's Liberal government was criticized for its plan to allow 500,000 new permanent residents into the country in each of the next 2 years. Trudeau has been heavily criticized over his immigration policies and the negative impact that the population growth has had on housing affordability. And there have even been calls from within his own party for him to not seek a fourth term. Brian Rushfeld is the former president of Canada Family Action.
My reading is that it is nothing more than a ploy to try and regain some popularity in Canada. He knows that every common sense person in Canada knows that the immigration policy has destroyed this nation in housing and benefits. They're sucking tax dollars that we don't have.
And Rushfeld says they're supposedly going to reduce immigration by 20%.
20% reduction in the 550,000 people that we've imported over the last few years is not going to make any difference at all in the housing problems and the job problems we've got.
I'm Chad Groening.
That's all our time for now. We thank you for listening. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.